This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast brought to you by AvsFam. ABSFAM.com. The coolest hockey shirts that you can't find anywhere else because they're only available online at AvsFam.com. Keep an eye out for four new shirts coming out. A new Colorado Hockey, a Varley, a Landy, and a last minute addition doing a professional tryout at AvsFam, Jack Skilly. We're just kidding. He's awesome. He's already on the team, but we're making a shirt for him now because we like him a lot. We'll be doing a little bit of bouncing around in this podcast, so when you hear this sound, that means we're moving on. Get this, Francois Beauchemin, who wears number 32 for the Avalanche, scores with 32 seconds left in the game, and this happens to be our 32nd game podcast. What? And just when you thought it couldn't get any crazier than that, guess what? Ryan O'Reilly came back. I expected more craziness, though. I really thought that the fans were going to get on his case. They were going to boo him out of the building, but they didn't. They booed, for sure, but they weren't like big, strong crow boos. They were just like little Tweety Bird boos. And you know what? That's cool. He's a hockey player, and we appreciate him for everything that he ever did. He moved on, and, you know, we should do the same. We should delete his number from our phone and, you know, not follow him on Facebook or something. So we already talked about how big the Beauchemin goal was, but what about the goal from Tanks? That was timely, right? Tanks hasn't been putting the puck in the net, but this time he did. He put the puck on net, got a lucky bounce, it went in, and he rejoiced as if he had just won the lottery, all $1 billion of the lottery. He probably felt like that too, because he hasn't been contributing to the team the way that he wants to. And be mad at him if you want, and you can critique him all that you want, but I guarantee you, nobody's taking it harder than he is. He wants to be a guy who contributes to this team. He's a team player, he has been for a long time, and not producing has to hurt him more than it hurts us. I believe that. So to get down to some of the storylines in the game that weren't as dramatic, let's look at the players who were in the big trade and what they tried to bring to this game to prove to the other team that they were worthwhile and they shouldn't give up on them, or just to prove to their new team that they made the right choice. The great Gregenko. Griggs is a guy who we expect a lot from, but he's been given kind of a free pass to develop. Wall likes him a lot, but he's really teaching him as he is his own grasshopper. He teaches the grasshopper play hard every night, and if he doesn't, he yanks him out of the lineup. He had been out of the lineup until this game came along, and suddenly he was back in there. So Wall evidently wanted to show him that he trusted him enough to go back and show his old team up. He did a really good job in that game. He didn't score, there was no highlights, but he made a really good effort. The kind of effort that will keep him on this lineup if he keeps bringing it every single night. He needs to play Jack Skilly hard every single night, and I think he is going to be a player to watch. Another guy with a Buffalo chip on his shoulder is Big Z. Big Z is the kind of defenseman that we need for the long haul, but the fact of the matter is he's not quite there yet. But he was playing hockey as if he was getting there. He played really responsible hockey, he didn't get overly emotional, and he put the big hit on people, which is what you have to do if your name is Big Z. It's just a requirement. I am going to go on record right now and say that I don't think Big Z is going anywhere again. I think he's going to stay in the big NHL lineup for the rest of his time with the Colorado Avalanche. So buy a home in Colorado and get comfortable, buddy. I think you're going to be huge for us for the long haul. It would appear that Ryan O'Reilly has made a home in Buffalo, and that's great. When he came to Colorado, I expected him to light us up, and he didn't. That is also great. I think that it doesn't even matter anymore. He plays for another team, and we shouldn't worry about it at all. But let's talk a little bit about his game. He had a couple of moments. He definitely picked that puck off of Big Z's stick a couple times, and I think that Big Z could take a lesson from that and not hold on to it as long as he did. There are guys like O'Reilly in the league who will steal it from you and put it in the net behind you. Jamie McGinn, who all of us liked quite a bit and still do, had a rough start to the game. He did something to piss off Blake Como, and Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto cometh and put him on his ass. Jamie McGinn is no small guy, and he can hold his own on the ice. I have never seen him put on his ass like that before, and I think that it only speaks to the strength and the power of the horse we call Como. And on to our next game, the Colorado Avalanche take on the St. Louis Blues, the return of Paul Stastny, part 2. He wasn't really that amazing the first time, and I hope he's not really amazing the second time either, because I kind of hold a grudge with that guy. I'm not mad at him, but I don't want him to succeed in our building against us ever. That's just where I'm at right now. The storyline going into this game is the same storyline that we have heard for the last 10 games, and we're going to hear until the end of the season. The Avalanche really need this. They need to pick up the points so they can get ahead of some other teams who have games in hand. I don't know how many points right now because it's impossible to keep up. Every single night it changes, and sometimes dramatically. Here's what I do know. We have to put wins together because we need wins. That's all there is to it. If we're winning, we don't have to do the math. Keep winning, let other teams lose more than we're losing, and we're going to make the playoffs. We will rejoice, it'll be fun, everybody's going to scream and yell, and it's going to be awesomeness times 12. This wouldn't be an Avsfan podcast if I didn't leave you with one bold prediction. Now, I think we're going to win the game. I think that about every game, though. But I'm pretty certain that tonight we're going to see another point from Alex Tenge, which is going to make two games in a row with points. And he's going to get on a little streak that's going to make all of you go, sorry, we're so mean to you. Don't feel too bad, because he is, in fact, getting older, and this is probably his last season. But I don't think he's done. I think he's got a little bit more in him. He's going to give us that kind of streak that makes us have good memories about him. Here's hoping anyways. Today happens to be Friday, and every Friday we happen to put out a post called 5 for Friday. It's 5 links worth clicking on. These are hockey links. These are links to things that aren't necessarily just about the Avalanche, but they're fun and they're entertaining, and they get you through the last half of your Friday before you can go home and watch your Avalanche play hockey on the TV. But that's not it. Every single podcast that we do has show notes. And in those show notes, you can often find GIFs of the goals that happened in a game. You can find bullet points of things that we're going to talk about. And every now and then we just throw in some cool stuff because we're like that. If you like this podcast, tell your friends and subscribe on iTunes. Just go to coloradohockey.com and click on the button that says get it on iTunes, or search iTunes for Colorado Hockey and the podcast will pop up. It's as simple as that. This show and every other show that we do is brought to you by Avsfan, avsfam.com. Remember, they have 4 new shirts coming out, including a Vardy, a Landy, a new Colorado Hockey, and a Jack Skilly, because Jack Skilly is awesome. I think if I say that again, I'm going to have to own that as a man crush. We'll leave that alone. You can also find free stuff at Avsfam, including a coloring book, free desktop wallpapers that you can download and put on your phone or your computer that make you not only happy, but awesome all at the same time. And lastly, to all of you who have contacted us with ideas and feedback, thank you. We love you. Stay awesome.